Welcome to a special episode of Not Your Average Lives podcast. This episode is a compilation episode. What we've decided to do is put together little audio clips, about a minute long, of the various interviews that I conducted in the last quarter. So if you like this format, let me know and we'll continue to do it every quarter. But it will give you a sense, if you've missed any episodes, it'll give you a sense of what the topic is and who the guest is. And you might want to go and listen to the episode or re-listen to it if it's something that you remember and you want to listen to again. So enjoy. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this format. Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Episode 211, A Surgeon's Career Derailed and Revived by Stress, with Dr. Tammy Barry.
If we have a relationship with ourselves that is not fundamentally rooted in respect, in care, honestly, in love, right? We need to be loving ourselves, or we can tend to be in, if our dynamic with ourselves is that we're going to force ourselves to show up, suit up, and perform in certain capacities, but we're doing it from a position of demand and control versus respect and honor. I think that we send messages, you know, the mind is literally controlling the body, and the body is not here to be a servant. It really isn't. And we oftentimes, I think, have this relationship with our bodies. Like, I even still hear from people like, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Like, really? That's when you're going to rest? Like, you need to rest now, you know, like rest now, replenish yourself now so that you can be at your best in whatever it is that you want to be bringing yourself to.
Episode 214, same words, different voice, better connection, with Catherine Beck.
When I think back of what got me to where I am now, was I heard my husband's voice. He ordered a couple of beers at the bar, and that Australian accent piqued my interest. Now, I had two choices. I could either be silent or I could say something. He said something that really piqued my interest, so I used my voice. And one of the big sayings I say to my students who are really hesitant to use their voice, I say, this is your voice declaration. Think about this and use this before you speak. And it's, I have something to say. Mm-hmm. And that's always been like the little trigger for me in those moments where I think, should I say something? Shouldn't I? I think I have something to say. And then I use my voice. And if I hadn't used my voice in that moment, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Episode 216, from political organizer to energy healer, with Dr. Allison J. Kay.
One of the things that I realized in my 10th year when I was, as I was writing what had started as my dissertation, because I have a PhD as a holistic life coach, it started as my dissertation, but it clearly wanted to be more. And so I led it. It became my first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, that I wrote in these traditional tea houses in Taiwan. So I'd do my job and then I would go to the gym and then I would throw my stuff down and then I would take my scooter and go to this traditional tea house and be there till like 2 a.m. writing every night. And so I realized if people in the West only understood the value of working within our own consciousness, and that there is a science to it in the subtle energy system, there would be so much more thriving and so much less suffering.
Episode 218, From Quitter to Finisher, with children's book author Cindy Williams Schraben.
I don't care if I fail in front of someone anymore. And I used to care too much about what other people thought, I think. And so now,
the people pleaser. It's the people pleaser.
Yeah, there you go. And now if it doesn't work, you know, it doesn't work. But I will tell you, when I first started writing, I didn't tell anyone. I mean, my husband knew I was holding up on the computer and working on something, but I didn't share my stories with anyone but my critique partners, who I didn't really know in person. They were the only people that saw anything I wrote for a few years, because I think that was that fear of failure, or that fear of looking silly, or, you know, just another silly dream that she's trying to fulfill. I really think it was getting to the point where, you know what, that's okay, whatever they think.
Episode 220, a beautiful memoir about growing through grief, with Donna Yates Ferris.
You know, you have to believe in magic a little bit. I think that's part of grief. I think you have to believe that it's not over. And like I said, love doesn't die, and they will find you. They can get to you. They are in your lives still. They still care.
Yeah, there was another quote that I highlighted.
Yes, please.
Instead,
it's an honor, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it really is.
Like, when the things resonate with me, I feel like they need to be shared. You know, they need to, they'll resonate with somebody else. Instead of post-traumatic stress, some people can experience post-traumatic growth.
Yes.
Episode 222, How Searching for Stress Relief Led to a New Passion, with Leslie Bosch.
I was so glad that I bumped into some of these kind of feminist ideas that really sort of helped me to recognize that it was okay for me to take on some of these more quote unquote masculine characteristics, in which I could be more assertive, or I could be more noisy, or I could be more messy, or I could be more demanding, or I could be, you know, some of these other things. I could be more strong and vigorous with regard to figuring out what I wanted to do and going out and trying to do it, you know, make my way in the world, rather than just sort of, you know, because you can have, you know, for me, there's those things in there that say what you should be doing, like you should be staying home with your kids, or you should be staying home. So the thing is, a lot of times people will have that sort of lingering, those ties that are kind of holding them back from really sort of feeling like, no, I want to go out in the world, and I want to sort of, you know, carve a way for myself. And I want to go out, especially for women, to go out and really do something that is their own.
Episode 224, Using SMACK to Help with Procrastination, with Dr. Christine Lee.
We need to embrace the part of us that is that core natural self that never will go away. It doesn't matter what country we move to, what job we changed into, or how old we are, that we're going to be either type A, we're going to be busybodies, we're going to be Zen masters. That's just who we are. We came to the planet meant to be that way. And I think there's a part of us that's really core that way. And we move away from that core because of stress and worry and procrastination. And that's why it's so important to strip away the layers that we've put over us that are not feeding our souls and not feeding our natural talents. We're all so miraculously gifted in this world.
Episode 226, Pivoting into Deeper Purpose in Your Second Half with Jen Wrigley.
Pivoting can come to you out of necessity. So for example, you lose your job or you have a health issue or someone you know gets sick. So sometimes pivots are what I call pivoting out of necessity. Something kind of happens to you externally. But I think, and those are really important. Those are things we tend to dwell on and we also get negative about.
Mine was a divorce. So
perfect.
Yeah.
I was in the negative mindset really for quite a while because of all of these external things that had caused me to pivot. But like you said, you come out of it on the other end and you're able to look back at it. But there's also pivoting out of what I call intuition or really knowing yourself. And what that requires is you're paying attention to your life. And I think women, I would say 30s and in our 40s, very few women are actually able to take the time to pay attention to their lives and what they want. So your intuition might be pushing you. You might be getting things through your intuition, thinking things, hearing things. And it's really taking the time to pay attention to those things, which would have you pivot in a different way. So maybe you haven't lost your job, but you're feeling burned out. You're feeling this isn't right for you. And something is telling you, this isn't right. And so you on your own start to look for something that might be a better fit. So those are the two ways that I look at a pivot.
Episode 230, case study from miserable to hopeful to happy with Frederica Wagner.
You talked about our authentic self, who we were born to be and who we became. And we became who we are from what our parents, the influence from our parents, or I had a brother who was a bully, you know, that type of thing. And so you go into survival mode, which isn't very joyful. At least it wasn't for me, you know, but now I can be joyful. Well, they're not around anymore, but besides that, it just feels so much better. Like I actually was thinking the other day, when was the last time that I thought negatively, you know, maybe that guy cut me off, but that's okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing it intentionally. He wasn't out to get me. He was probably taking his wife to the hospital or something. Like, who knows, right? But
yeah, but you're so shifted now because now you're aware that he's having a bad day.
Exactly.
You know? It's just so crazy. It changes everything. Episode 232, case study from long COVID to job loss to cancer to dream life with Denise Hughes.
I'm not going to lie. When I first started, I wasn't like, woohoo, let's do this. This is going to work. I was like desperate. I need to do something. And anything's better than nothing. Had I ever in a million years believed where I am right now, I would have paid three times as much. I would have gone through everything I've gone through just to know that this is where I am. You know,
I'm remarkable and amazing. And it makes my heart so happy. I like the Grinch with the heart swelling up. Yeah.
How do I feel about all of this? Like I said, it wasn't something that I went into. I went in with my eyes open, but I wasn't a believer. Do you know what I mean? And I remember listening to some of your podcasts and I was like, I don't want to say I didn't believe it because obviously it's truth, but I was just like, that would never happen to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine being that person. And here I am.
So many of us think we're the exception to the rule. And why would that be? Why would we be the one exception that we were created to come here and have a miserable life or an unhappy life or not a fulfilling life? Just crazy. Right. Episode 234, the doula decision that changed her life with Valerie Trumbauer.
Most of the ways that you will help a new parent as a grandparent are not sitting on the couch holding the baby while mom goes and does these things that she needs to do. And I get it. That's a drag. But the value that comes from giving them that time to bond is there's going to be plenty of times where they want to go out. They have a Christmas party. They would love if you would just come hold the baby. That time will come, but it's not right there in those first couple of weeks. That is when like so much has gone on with mom's body. Even if it was adoption, that bonding process is so important. And so the help that you can give in the way that's different from like, yeah, we all know going and holding the baby is the fun job, but there's the way that you can be the biggest help is by taking some of those other things off of their plate so that they can then do that and bond with the baby.
Episode 236, Geeking Out with What She Loves in Retirement with Jill McCarthy.
I actually taught my second graders that begin with the end in mind. And what I did was the very first day of school, I had them close their eyes. And I said, I want you to think about the very last day of school. And at second grade, they'd already been through a couple of the last, and they say, oh, I'm excited for summer, or I'm going to miss my friends, or, well, you know, it's kind of typical responses. And I says, okay, so I want us to live every day of this year so that we create that last day of school when we're all friends with each other, where That's we've amazing. Done a lot of exciting things.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.